International Detective Dragons from Outer Space.
No, this is not International Detective Dragons from Outer Space or Outer Anywhere. All right, maybe it is. Well, it ain't a regular show. If this is the first one you've ever heard, boy, this is a departure. Where am I? I'm where I work, but it's late at night. It's late at night because I just finished cutting out cardboard scenery. I build cardboard scenery. I make kiddie show scenery twice a year and have done for the past 7 years. I'd tell you why, but I don't wanna. Here we are walking into the other space. I'm taking a break, you see, because I finished cutting it out. Or at least I finished cutting the first two shows out. So I'm tired, and I'm gonna start cleaning up. And this show is not really a show. It's just random ramblings of me in cardboard hell because I'm fed up and I'm tired and it's late at night. And I don't have time to do an episode 30. This is not, I repeat, not episode 30. It is not. I got no emails. I mean, I've got emails, but, you know, not personally on me. I haven't written anything on the palm of my hand or tattooed anything on the inside of my eyelids to be able to read because I don't have to because this isn't episode 30. This is just me spouting off, letting off steam, walking off a sore wrist. How do you walk off a sore wrist? Well, you see, I'm walking on my hands. Yes, I am. You can't see it, but trust me, folks, I'm that talented. And he lies again! I should describe my surroundings. I don't know, if you've listened to other shows, you already know that I work in a theatrical props warehouse. And I got all kinds of stuff staring at me all night as I'm trying to cut this stuff out. You know, follow the lines, pay attention to what I'm doing. I use a jigsaw. I know it's corrugated cardboard, but you know what? It's double thickness corrugated. And you can use a mat knife if you want, but I'd be here until the middle of next year using a mat knife, so I use a jigsaw or a saber saw to cut it out with. So it makes a noise. It makes a kind of a background white noise, the kind that generates voices off in the distance. I'm sorry, I just walked over here because I want to see. Ah, yes, it is. It is a Bosch. We only use high-end tools here. We don't use $20 Craftsman pieces of electric stuff. I'm also going to warn you, when I'm tired, I curse. I'm not going to go off on a certain fictional character, this particular audio offering. And I'm not even going to say his name. You know why? Because he doesn't even rate me saying his name. He's already had his treatment ages ago in episode 2. He's just not worth it. There's other things to detonate about. But I was going to describe my surroundings. Yes, white noise from a jigsaw, white noise from an electric tool, an electric cutting tool, generates voices. You hear conversations while it's running. Conversations that are just behind you and to the left. But of course there's nothing there. But I'm in a 25,000 cubic foot space here. I've got a giant ram's head. You know what? I'm going to take pictures. I'm going to take pictures and I'm going to put them in the gooda-ka-ding-a-dong-a-dongs for you to see. And not more than 10 feet from me, I've got this weird Art Deco goddess staring down at me. I know what show it's from, but I don't know who the hell she's supposed to be. Maybe that's Thalia. I doubt it, though. I think Thalia's better looking. So I've got that thing staring at me. I'll show you the picture. I got the Buddha looking down at me. I got a dragon looking down at me. I got a ram's head looking down at me. All this stuff just staring at me behind my back as I cut the scenery out. It's enough to freak me out. That's another lie. It's not enough to freak me out. I'm not freaked out. I've been staring at this crap too long already. I know what it is. I know what shows it's from. I know what it's made of. It's not going to creep me out. Oh, yeah, and these dire-looking medieval ghoulish faces hanging on the wall over here. I'll take a picture of those, too. They stare down. But no, they don't talk to me. They don't say anything. It's just kind of creepy. And not another soul in the building. I got the whole place to myself. Who would be dumb enough to hang around here until this late at night, working on cardboard scenery? Now, technically, a place like this place where I work, I don't want to go into details, because you know what? It's just, it's enough for you to know the basics. It's a theatrical shop. It builds scenery, and there's props in it, and it doesn't really matter. It's not important. But as a shop, as a scene shop, they don't put out cardboard scenery. They don't build that kind of stuff. The scenery they make is welded steel and aluminum and Luon and plywood and pneumatics and hydraulics and electronics and all kinds of funky high-tech shit that you're just not going to see, you know, on your average stage. It's very top-ticket stuff, and the people that build it really know what they're doing. I used to do it right along with them. I stopped doing it about 9 years ago. Excuse me. I was never really very good at it. I could weld, though. I could weld together a nice steel frame pit cover or set of stairs or whatever. Something that had to have a little bit of beef. Something that had to hold up a lot of weight, but couldn't take up a lot of space. So I did all that kind of stuff, but this shop doesn't put out cardboard scenery. I do, because it's cheap, it's fast, it's for kiddie shows, it's for my sister-in-law, and she doesn't have, you know, $90,000 to put out for a show, or $150,000 or $200,000. If she did, I don't think she'd be teaching kids about theater. Hey, so you know what? I spent most of the night working with this jigsaw. When I came here, I fully expected to be able to talk about all kinds of stuff, and really, there was no way. How am I supposed to record a show or an installment? This isn't a show. I have to keep reminding myself of that. No, this is filler. This is where I let my hair down. I don't give a f***. I'm tired. What I do care about, though, is letting a whole week go by and having absolutely nothing in the RSS feed. And I don't want to leave a note. I feel as if I don't know, I don't want to leave people a note saying, hi, sorry, download this. It'll let you know when the next show is going to be. I just don't want to do that. I feel funny doing that. Sometimes it can't be avoided. Sometimes there's just no way around it. Sometimes weeks will go by and there's just no way it's going to happen. But in this particular case, at least I can get something out there. But what am I going to talk about? Talk about the scenery that I'm building? It's too boring. It's kiddie show scenery. It's little cartoon characters and little farms, little jungles. Winterscapes. No, I'm staring into the faces of the stuff that was looking at me while I was... Oh, here's King Nobody. King Nobody, sitting in a ticket booth. I'll take a picture of him, too. Well, I should start cleaning up, because I'm ready to get out of here. Maybe I can talk to you while I'm doing that. Oh, my back is the strongest back that ever was. Nothing shall injure me because my back is perfect. It doesn't feel a bit of pain. It doesn't feel as if I've been on my feet for the past 6 hours. 7 hours? No, I think it's only six. Who knows? Wow, this is tough. See, well, I'm trying to tie a knot in a power cord with one hand. Can't do that. There, I set you down on the plywood where you'll be safe.
Stay away from this blade. It's very sharp. It's a Boss jigsaw blade. Let's tie up this power cord. We'll start gathering up the dolls and dishes and putting them away. If I can get the... get out of here.
Almost swore again. Don't know why I'm worried about that. I'm going to ding all this stuff out. That's about as much time as I'm going to have. It's time enough to maybe, hopefully, find all the swear words and ding them out. Before this goes online. Thankfully, I brought a thermos of coffee. I had all kinds of things I was going to talk about that made me pissed off. I remember I said something about, you know what, I could detonate on anything unexpectedly. Well, it's kind of tough. I'm not really much in an explosive mood right now. So even the subjects that I was thinking about that I thought I might go off on, well, that wouldn't be very unexpected, would it? I'm going to tell you about an experiment I did. Let's talk about a nice thing. Let's talk about a fun thing. We don't have to talk about things that piss me off. What possible entertainment could there be in that? Or maybe some, but anyway, a fun thing, an experiment I did. Now, I didn't do this tonight or even this week. I did it weeks ago, actually, something like 3 weeks ago. What did you do, Adam? Tell us! We're dying to know! Well, I got together a bunch of D6s and D10s and D20s and stuck them on a table and I started rolling them. And I thought, you know what? These are not random enough. These little rolls, these little, you know, shake it around in your hand and toss it onto the table, that's not random. That's not random at all. Well, it's a little random, but it could be made more random. And I got this idea. I thought to myself, self, why don't you, here's a great idea. Why don't you take a tip from all those dice boots that are out there? Dice boots, dice towers. Little plastic or castle-shaped gizmos that you toss the dice in at the top and they roll around the inside, they hit the bottom and they come out. And they're supposedly nicely randomized. They left control of the human hand and were completely taken over by the physics inside whatever bouncing mechanism they happen to be rolling down. And they go round and round, and they come out here, and you see. So what did I do? Well, I took a 10-foot-7 long cardboard tube, a very thick and hefty cardboard tube. We get a lot of those around here because we work with... Who cares why we get a lot of them around here? Who cares what we work with? You took a cardboard tube, Adam! What the hell? What the f*** do I want to know where you got it from or why you have it? It's a 10-foot-7 long cardboard tube. Leave it! You cannot navigate your... You couldn't navigate yourself out of a folded napkin, you dipshit. Can't get from one end of a thought to the other. It's almost like somebody took an auger and like just went went all over my head and just bored holes in me. They bored holes in my head until the sap ran out. Thank you, Groucho.
Well, he'll try to finish them off, but it'll escape here, and it'll go off on all kinds of tangents. What did you do with the 10-foot, 7-inch-long cardboard tube? And I'm 5. Well, I cut little slots in it.
Cut a whole bunch of diagonal cuts into it, little slots, little slices into the tube. Not all the way through, just a little bit. Just maybe kind of, sort of like halfway through. And then stuck little bits of cardboard in. Pictures? Will I include pictures? Of course I will. I'll show you exactly what I did. I took the pictures weeks ago. You know what I, you know what else, you know what I did? I'm going to tell you. The entire police force of Taiwan cannot stop me from telling you what I did right now. So I will. I made a movie of it. Not the process of making it, but the process of dropping dice into it. And you know what? It's probably the second most boring thing you would ever watch in your life. Dropping dice into the top of a 10-foot, 7-inch-tall cardboard tube. And then just leaning over the edge and looking to see whether maybe they came out the other end. I think the movie even stops before they reach the end. It's that lame. But I'm going to put it up. I'm going to put up a link so you can see that anyway. The whole idea being, if I'm going to drop some dice on a table, or I'm going to drop some dice at all, damn it, I want them randomized. I want them to be random dice. Completely random numbers. I even wrote the numbers down, too. I dropped 4 D6s in 6 times. And I wrote all those numbers down. Maybe I'll do something with it. I still have the numbers, just as they came out. There's certainly no reason for anyone to believe me that those were the actual numbers. I mean, I can make up any damn thing I want. But they are actually the results of the dice that I dropped through that tube. What the hell is wrong with me that I would do something like that? Annam, you talk about not having any time. You talk about being so busy that you can't do an episode 30, and you're going to stand here and you're going to tell your loyal listeners that you wasted your time on a stupid 10-foot-long dice tower? What are we supposed to feel sorry for you? Well, you don't have to feel sorry for me. Just do me a favor. Don't call any health authorities or officials or anything like that, please. I won't guarantee that I'm sane, but oh, come on! You've done some crazy things yourself. You've done some wild and wacky things. I'm allowed to do them too. I'm allowed. Can't do whatever I want. Very few people can do whatever they want. The privileged can do whatever they want. Private law, privilege. Hey, let's see. I guess I've been going at this for probably 15 or 20 minutes. Wait a minute, let me look at this thing. It's got a gauge on it. 19 minutes. I've been talking, and I haven't mentioned the name Terry Pratchett once! Are you proud of me? Something I learned from reading one of his novels, Privilege. The meaning of the word privilege is private law. I found that very interesting and very apt. But anyway, yeah, they can do whatever they want. I can't quite do whatever they want, whatever I want. I have to do whatever they want.
Wow, it's late.
Stacking my cutout cardboard now. But if I want to make a dice tower that's 10'7" tall
and drop dice down into it and take pictures of it, then I'll do it. You don't have to look at the pictures. I didn't have to make the tower.
It doesn't serve any particular purpose aside from being just a bizarre and amusing thing. If you could even call it amusing. But you don't have to look at it. I'm just going to put the pictures up. And I'm going to put the pictures up of these things that I keep looking at. These things. These things with eyes that stare at me!
Get to be a bit much, folks.
Adam, why? Why, Adam? Explain it to us. We don't understand. Why are you in a great big theatrical props warehouse late at night?
I'm not mentioning a time in case Mrs. Adam 5 ever happens to listen to this, because she would kick my ass.
Why are you there so late? Well, I'll tell you why.
I think I mentioned this recently in an email to somebody, and I meant it because I was right when I said it. I am an authority on nothing. I said that in an email, and now I'm realizing I'm wrong. I was wrong. I shouldn't have said that. I'll tell you what I'm an authority on, and I mean it. I am a grand, imperial, cosmic, uber, sensational expert on procrastination. I'm getting it done mañana. There's plenty of time. There's not all that much scenery in these little kiddie shows. I mean, I'm building three shows. I'm building three whole shows. And I'm getting it done with 20 sheets of 4x8 cardboard. I knew what the shows were 3 months ago. No lie. 3 months ago, I knew what these shows were. Oh, that's good coffee. I'm going to have some more.
Think I could have started designing them, maybe 2 months ago? Give myself a break, start thinking about it, you know, getting some stuff on paper, working in the old Photoshop and, you know, figuring out what it is you want. Think I could have done that? Sure, I could have. Anybody would have. Anybody with an ounce of common sense that didn't want to be here so late at night, like an idiot. Is this new? Is this a new occurrence? Is this a unique experience? Stop looking at me like that. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to this horse over here. Is it a unique experience? No. I've said for the past 7 years, twice a year I've been doing this. And you know what? For the past 7 years, twice a year, I always end up putting the finishing touches or finishing up the first two sections of a major project before starting on the third
way on down to the absolute 11th hour, because I am an authority on putting things off. That starts when you're young. It starts a long, long time ago for me. One of my best friends in college and I, we had to do an acting scene. We had to come up with a presentation with a set, and we had to do a bizarre interpretation of some classic work. You know, taking a scene from The Importance of Being Earnest, or taking some Commedia dell'arte play and setting it underwater or something, or setting it on the moon, and justify it artistically. I guess basically it was the theatrical version, the college theatrical version of Bullshit 101. Boy, it seems like everybody that works in the profession and the industry could be teaching that class, but anyway. Yeah, it was one of those projects where, you know, you're given 2 months to put it together. 1:30 in the morning of the day that it's due, he's sitting there clipping his toenails, and I'm sitting there reading the comics. We both know that we're partners in this thing. We're supposed to do it together. You know, you team up. We both know that we're supposed to do it. We're the two worst procrastinators on earth. He stops. I stop reading the comics. We look at the clock. I look at him. This story went nowhere. There's nothing to say. We just look at each other. It's like, we are so f***ed. We grabbed a roll of tinfoil out of the kitchen and we mashed together this thing that looked like... This is the thing. We built the set and then later decided what it was going to be. We just mashed together this tube-like shape out of a bunch of tinfoil and straws and matchsticks or something. I keep walking from one side of the building to the other. This isn't helping. I'm not cleaning anything up. I'm supposed to be working here while I talk to you. See, I can't even do that. Well, anyway, it looked like a kind of a bizarre, futuristic nightmare subway car of some kind. I don't even remember what the show was or the scene from what play it was. It doesn't matter. We went in, we did the scene, we showed the model. We even had special effects, because this will give you an idea how old I am. That was the sound of a piece of three-quarter ply being taken off of sawhorses. Our special effect was to apply smoke to the model, a fog effect. We did that by lighting up and blowing our cigarette smoke at the model. 1 second, this is heavy and I don't want to damage this unit. And we got a B because we could get away with anything. We were the prodigies. We were the golden kids. We could do no wrong. All the actors, all the acting teachers thought we were hot spit. You want to know why? Because we were. We were the two best actors that campus had seen in decades.
Adam, that is so sad.
What? What is so sad?
Ooh, I was so hot and I was so hot in college. I was such a big time at...
It was college! You're a dumbass little dweeb that did shows. You were a little nobody in a state college.
We were hot. I was the best actor.
Give me a f***ing break. Maybe you should go back to doing a regular show. Stop this bullshit.
Not that that's particularly enlightening either.
I tell you what. You know what I'll never run out of, probably? Pretension. I will never run out of pretense. I don't know. On some days I think to myself, you know, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it right, do it well, be professional. Try to offer some kind of a listening experience that's interesting, easy to listen to. Above all else, try not to waste anybody's time. If you're going to get ideas across, get them across well. Try to be balanced, try to be fair, try to be honest, try to be real. And what do I get? I get pretense.
Adam 5 delivers pretense.
Geez, maybe I should go off on that guy from the 60s space TV show. My alternative seems to be me. But my God, come on. Religion isn't all bad.
No shit! Could there be a reason 99% of the world is practicing it and believes in it? Everybody but you, apparently.
Religion isn't all bad. Gee, thanks, Adam. Thank you for informing us that religion isn't all bad. We're so glad that we could learn that deep, deep wisdom from you. What a... So get, all right, I'm trying to get over myself here. What I'm trying to do actually is get out of here. I gotta lock up some doors, I gotta turn some lights off, I gotta sweep up my mess. God, I'm gonna be here until, oh God. You know what? I could be doing this until the sun comes up. I could be doing this until the freaking sun comes up. As a matter of fact, the very first time I did do the scenery for my sister-in-law, for her kiddie theater thing, that was the situation. So I made the mistake of trying to paint it. I paint scenery like my ass chews gum. Yeah, I know, Kurt Vonnegut again. I steal from everybody, nobody's safe. The astounding thing is I remember this stuff. I don't know why. I don't remember all of it, just bits and pieces of it. Can't remember the name of Cat's Cradle, but... Oh, what the hell. What was I going to say about that dice thing? I was going to say, Sam Chupp, when you do your next installment of Square One, direct your listeners to the pictures of that dice tower and the movie and tell them this is what not to do. Oh, man. Well, I'm going to take some pictures. I better take them now. No, I'm not going to take them now. I'm too freaking tired. Oh, good. I'm not so freaking tired that... All right. What am I doing now? I'm putting away the mat knives. I do use mat knives. They do come into play during the creation of cardboard scenery. I don't know what's going to be in this. I know. I think there aren't going to be any promos, aren't going to be any commercials, aren't going to be bumpers. I don't think there are anyway. I think the only thing we're going to have time to do, if that, is to ding out my foul language and just stick it up online and say sorry. Sorry. No time this week. Like I said, I did that dice tower thing weeks and weeks and weeks ago, when I did have time, or a little bit anyway, and I was foolish enough to do it, to try it. What am I doing next? I am picking this up, and this up, and I'm moving into the office area to set it down in my office. My office. As if I own it. It's the warehouse office. I just happen to have the desk in there and all my crap all over the place and all my shit on the walls. Not my office. Technically, it's not even the office. It doesn't even belong to the company I'm working for. My house doesn't belong to me. What is that about, too? You know, what is that about? That whole bull where you're the homeowner. Oh, well, you're a homeowner now, and so you should... If I own my home, if I own it, if that's true, if that's not the utter bald-faced lie it's always been, then why the hell can someone take it away from me if I don't pay the bank? The bank owns the house. I don't own the house. I won't own the house for another... Well, it's a moot point. I'll be dead by then. Well, is the idea that you can do anything you want with it? That makes it your property? It's really kind of weird that way, isn't it? That to me is just a little strange. How do I get off on this? Well, I'm standing in my office. Yeah, I think that's what triggered it, my office. I'm in the warehouse office. Oh, good. That little software thingy that I had running in the background is done. All right. I'm probably going to edit the next little bit of whatever out. Or not. Let's see how this audio turns out. I may end up doing this quite a bit when nobody else is around. I just set you down on a shelf area at my desk. And I'm going to... What are you going to do? I'm going to start something else going here. I'm ripping CDs is what I'm doing. I'm using a software, freeware thing to rip a CD that had 23 tracks on it. Boy, did it take... It takes its time. It does a good job, but it does take its time, particularly when you set it high. Where did I suddenly get a burst of coherence? 20 minutes ago, I was slipping on my own drool. Now I'm trying to operate software. Operate? No, you're not trying to operate. Yeah. Whatever. Reset, change, do something. I'm playing with software now. Here we go with the software. Change that from a 6 to a 7. You don't care. Because you don't know what I'm doing. This is ever so entertaining. But at this hour... I don't know. I don't care. I'm too tired. I'll be ashamed of this later. Right now, I'm just going to keep on talking. Okay. Are you done? Are you ready? Are you happy? Too late. Go. Dun 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 dun. You know, I can't hear... The name of that piece is Powerhouse, by the way. Game of the Podcasting was misinformed by whoever it was that told them it was something else originally. Piece was called Powerhouse. I have it on the multiple CD collection of Warner Brothers Music wherein they even recorded the rehearsal music for some of those Warner Brothers cartoons. Why would I have such a thing? Geek? I might as well have it in a neon sign over my head. I don't look like a geek, though. I really don't. I don't look much like a geek at all, I don't think. What does a geek look like? How can you tell a geek? Can you tell a geek from a distance? Here are the spotting signs. Here are the markings of the North American geek. Take our course. Follow these DVDs along with your booklets and you will be able to identify geek spoor, what their tracks look like, characteristics of their habitat and their behavior, allowing you to identify and to possibly capture the wild geek. Yeah, anybody that's seen me will tell you, I don't look like a geek. I look like Uncle Fester. With probably a sicker looking complexion, actually. Yeah, I'm an old, bald, fat, sallow-faced Uncle Fester type. I think actually maybe he was a little more slim. Whatever. Anyway, no, I don't look like a geek. But I have a lot of geek stuff. I've got a belt buckle. I have got a belt buckle from Lord of the Rings. It's like, wow, Adam, gee, that's great. You got a belt buckle from Lord of the Rings. Mine I bought in 1979 when it was new. So it's ingrained, okay? It's long-standing. There's plenty of people listening to this that are saying, yeah, and? What else can you share with us, oh so old one? Yeah, I know there's plenty of aged geeks out there, dyed-in-the-wool geeks, from Star Trek, the classic series, who saw it when it was first broadcast. Hi, guys. Did you ever think you'd live this long? Tom Hanks when the bathtub fell. I'll throw that cardboard out later. Yes, I have a little plastic bag in my basement. It's deflated now. It was one of the first Ziploc bags ever to come out. And in it, once upon a time, because the Dymo label tape on it says so, it says air from the Bicentennial 10. Air. I had captured air from the Bicentennial 10 Star Trek convention in New York way back when. Because I was really kind of... At 16 years old, I was bemused at what people were selling and calling it Star Trek memorabilia. People were selling those little laser-cut diffraction grating... you see it all over Vans in stripes, in car detailing. Yeah, the little rainbowy, flashy, shiny sticker things. I don't know what else to call it except laser diffraction grating, because that's actually what it was originally called. They were calling it Vulcan crystals, selling it for $5 per square inch. Yes, and they were selling it. I'm sorry, I never went in for like that, I can tell you that. I can take some pride in not having stooped that low. What am I doing? I can tell you one thing. I'm not paying attention to what I'm doing. I'm walking around talking to you when I should be cleaning up, getting ready to get out of here. No, I won't be taking pictures tonight, I think. Maybe tomorrow night. I think I started on some thread of conversation. I have no idea where it went. One of those holes that got bored in my head, just let it out. Something about... I can trace the entire line of thought if I really concentrate. I was sitting at the computer in my office, and I started up a piece of CD ripping software and went on with Powerhouse. Dun, 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 dun. That reminded me of Gamers of Podcasting and how originally, in one of their very first shows, they wanted to know what the name of that was because they wanted to use it, maybe. Somebody wrote in, I think, told them the wrong name. I remember the right name. I informed you that it was Powerhouse. Then explained why I knew that that was Powerhouse. Then explained that I'd owned CDs of that type because I was a geek. Then explained why I was a geek and how long I've been a geek. And I've been going on about that for about 5 minutes now. And my God, I am so tired. I think I better leave here. I had all kinds of things that I wanted to... all kinds of things that I wanted to talk about. Loudly, without inhibition, knowing that I wouldn't have to worry about breaks or emails or bumpers or promos or any of that stuff, because this isn't a real episode. I repeat, folks, this is not a real episode. I hope you know that by now. You probably figured it out, of course. I mean, obviously, I mean, I told you. Didn't need to figure it out. But I think I'm getting out of here. Yes, it's time to go home. But I've learned my lesson. I have learned my lesson. I will never procrastinate like this again. I will always take advantage of all the time that's given me to put this scenery together. Holy crap, this is 45 minutes long I've been going on. I will take advantage of all the time that is sent my way to put this scenery together and use it ever so wisely. Put my ear protection away, take the eye protection off. I've been wearing goggles this whole time I've been talking to you. That's another thing that happens in a warehouse at night by yourself with things staring at you. If you're wearing goggles, they have a tendency to make things appear to move in your peripheral vision. Like the situation that you're placing yourself in isn't creepy enough. Okay. All right. I feel like Grandpa leaving the sick kid's room after finishing reading to him. Oh, my back. I am so going to hate myself tomorrow morning. Almost as much as you hate me now for putting you through this bullshit that I put up online. It would have been better if I just left it alone. It would have been better if I just put up a note and said, sorry folks, can't do one this week. Maybe next week I'm busy building machinery. No, I go on with this drivel, this this pathetic attempt to be entertaining simply by virtue of the fact that I'm even more incoherent than I ever was. I gotta pause this. Alright. Leaving my office, shutting off the lights. I don't use the wall switch. The wall switch controls the fluorescent lights. I leave the fluorescent lights off. I can't stand fluorescent lights. I have two regular household lamps, little bedside lamps, with nice, warm, regular light bulbs. They don't completely light the office, but I don't need it to be lit. Because why? Because I stare at a computer screen, and that's lit on its own. What do I need lights on that for? It just makes for a more relaxing environment. I don't have that crappy fluorescent light coming down on me, which I never liked. Oh, cool clock. That's the sound of the clock in the production office. I don't remember who brought that in, but I always thought it was a great idea. It sounds great. Have to set the alarm too. if you're still listening to this, you know what this reminds me of? Of course you don't, because I haven't told you. I seem to be losing energy. I'm not screaming as loudly. What this reminds me of is a cassette recording. A cassette recording that a friend sent to me in, I think, 1982. Or was it 1981? Who cares? He's a good friend of mine from high school. You know, we kind of stayed in touch a little bit. But I used to tell him, let him know what was going on with me and my first couple of years at college by sending cassettes, you know, audio cassettes. And they were pretty much, they were god-awful boring. Let's see, what was the combination again? I better get my ass out of here. So he made a cassette for me that was even more boring than anything I had ever sent to him, including him, the sound of him writing to the post office on his bike with his cassette player so that I could hear the cassette being written to the mailbox that it was going to be mailed from. I guess he was trying to tell me something, or he was trying to make a statement. I'm not trying to be vindictive or punish anybody with this. You could have shut it off a long while ago. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to be merciful to you if you're just a diehard, or God forbid you're in a position where you're not in control of what you're hearing and somebody's just pressed play on a whole series of podcasts that you had to force yourself to listen to. Oh man, that would be hell. Particularly if this was one of them. So, I think I'm just going to cut it off here and say, sorry that I'm such a loser procrastinator. And that if I had taken the time that I had before to get done what I needed to get done, I would have time this week to do the episode 30 that I promised last week instead of this filler crap that I'm foisting on to the IDDFOS listeners. I will give fair warning, though. In the RSS feed or the description or the notes that go with it, it won't say IDDFOS 30 or anything like that. It will flat out say that these are lunatic ravings in the interim. Thank you. Thank you very much for listening. If I keep anything the same between this and the regular actual International Detective Dragons from Outer Space episodes, it would be that I do hope everything goes well for you, no matter what you're doing, where you are. I certainly hope you're not a procrastinator like me and you're in a better situation and that you get some time to yourself. So I hope everything goes well for you, and until I deliver a real episode, best of days.